Spirit Radio Podcasts.
There is a new social enterprise launching next week, which is all about helping people with disabilities to connect with online art and lifestyle programs. It's called Connections Art Center, and I'm delighted to have its founder, Miriam Spolin, on the line now to tell us more. You're very welcome to the show this morning, Miriam.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
You're so very welcome. First of all, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came up with the idea for Connection Art Center. I believe you were initially planning to have a physical place for it, but that had to change.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was working in the disability sector for the last 5 years, and then I was completing a postgrad in creative and cultural entrepreneurship in Trinity last year when COVID hit. And at that stage, I was developing a business plan for Connections Art Centre, and I was looking at a physical art centre with a blended option, so we would have an online option. But obviously, with COVID, there was a big pivot, and everything went online, so yeah. We followed suit. And then I suppose what we realised that the learnings from COVID, really, that we had been underestimating the ability and the interest of the disability community to participate online and to engage with technology. And then with COVID, I suppose we jumped these 5 years ahead in the accessibility, as in people having hardware and getting online in the disability community as well. So that was all helped.
Oh yeah, it's great. I mean, initially you are going to be offering, now this is launching, so this is something brand new that you're launching next week on the 12th of April, I believe, and you're going to be offering classes in arts and crafts and music, and to mark the launch, you're offering free classes. I think 100 free classes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so what we are, Connections is a not-for-profit social enterprise, so what we do is we provide accessible online art and lifestyle programs for adults with disabilities and the wider disability community. So it's a safe place where people can connect while participating in the arts. So next week we're launching, and we have 100 free spaces available in our taster classes. So we have music, art, yoga, we have a cookery class as well, and we have pet care with Brendan as well. So we have loads of different things for people to come and try out and see what we're about at Connections, really.
Mm. And something that caught my eye on your website, that there are weekly talks from DSPCA members. Tell us about those.
Sure, that's Brendan O'Connor. Brendan is a volunteer with DSPCA. So Brendan hosts weekly talks about his love of animals and the DSPCA. But now what he's doing, he's actually developing his own pet care program for Connections. So he will be designing a 4-week pet care program and hosting it with us.
So there's really a little bit of something for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Brendan is an adult from the disability community, and he is really, he's probably my inspiration, one of the people who I just feel, one of those creatives who, with the right support, he will develop his own program, and hopefully for people like him to help them, will support them to create their own programs and increase future employment opportunities for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe you're also offering bespoke programs for disability organizations. How does that work?
Yeah, so as a not-for-profit social enterprise, we're engaging with organizations that support the disability community. So we explain to them that by working with us and using our service, they're in turn supporting the wider disability community through our live classes on our website, our public classes. So we'll design bespoke programs for individual disability organizations to suit their needs, and then we have a private members page on our website where they can access those programs. Mm-hmm. So we'll design programs once we have a minimum of 5 participants in the class, we can design a program for individuals.
Excellent. And you have, I believe, an online shop too where people can access some of the artwork. And I know that most of the proceeds will be then invested back into supporting those with disabilities, which is really great. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Again, it's all part of the financial model to make this an independent, you know, stand on its mm-hmm. own organization. So we have an online gallery and gift shop, and we are really trying to champion and support artists with disabilities in that space. And then the, as you say, the profits go back into Connections.
And I believe it sounds like an absolutely amazing initiative, and I've really enjoyed finding out a little bit more about it. Would you tell us again how we can find you and get more information if people want to get involved next week with the launch?
Yeah, it'd be great. I really would love. I would love to, you know, try and reach all the corners of the country and get people from everywhere to join us. And say we have 100 spaces, but it's lovely to have them filled with people from everywhere. So you can go onto Facebook Connections Art Centre or at Connections Art Centre on Instagram or on our website connectionsartscentre.ie, and on any of those pages you can sign up for your invite to our free classes.
Excellent, excellent. Really wish you all the best with the launch next week. It's a wonderful initiative and I hope it goes really well for you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to build awareness about what we're trying to do and get the message out there. So hopefully we'll, yeah, get a few more people signed up for those classes. It'd be brilliant.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Miriam.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, so that's Miriam Spullin from the Connection Arts Center. And if you want to get in touch, you can go to their website, connectionartscenter.ie, or you can go to Connection Arts Center on their Facebook page as well and give them a look. They're just doing amazing things. What a great idea, great initiative. And like Miriam was saying, there's 100 free online classes there. Wouldn't it be great to see every single one of those 100 spaces filled up with people enjoying themselves next week, connecting with the arts?
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.